The Palaces, dramatised by Mike Harris, based on the novels by Anthony Trollope.
This story begins properly 15 years before I died, in the 1860s, when everything was completely different. Young women were denied power, but sought it anyway. Very rich men dominated the cabinet. The people were bitterly disaffected, and a general election had just given us a divided government with a tiny majority. Oh yes, and, of course, politicians were ambitious, chaste young women, and often abused the power they had over them. So, let me begin with introductions.
Where the hell is it? Tabogo, you are a complete bastard!
This is Phineas Finn, our hero of sorts, 25 years old. Good-looking, average height, average abilities, and, well, average in every way, if we don't count his remarkable ability to be agreeable.
Oh, Burgo, thank God you're back. Have you stolen my best cravat again?
Well, not on this occasion, please.
And the breathless gentleman who has just rushed in with his travelling valise is Burgo Fitzgerald. 29, 6 foot, saturnine, handsome, wild, dangerous, broke. Everything young girls should avoid like the plague. Burgo has dashed to the window to see if he's given his pursuer the slip.
Glory be.
For what? Moneylenders who aren't fit. So, how is the newly elected MP for Much Piddling?
It's Puddling, and I'm late.
I assume you've heard already.
That you didn't get in, our landlord told me. Seems to know more about politics than I do. Now shut the door, will you? I'm freezing.
Your sympathy is deeply appreciated. After all, it only cost me £3,000 in bribes. Whiskey?
Behind you. I'd have more sympathy if you'd actually wanted to be an MP.
I did. Desperately.
Only because you thought it would impress Violet Standish.
Yeah, and therefore I'm devastated. Lost my chance of obtaining the hand of little Miss Politics.
Not to mention her money. Mm.
I am not mercenary, Finn. Merely disinherited by a wicked father, and therefore equally in need of cash and love.
Well, it's a real pity the great Lady Cora threw you over. Pass me those trousers.
It is. But hope springs eternal in that direction.
What? She's married, man.
Yeah, get. Where are you off to, anyway?
Sir Robert Kennedy's grand victory dinner.
And how did an impoverished paddy like you manage an invitation to that?
Violet has clout with Kennedy.
Would you leap into my grave as quick?
Do I hear growling in the manger?
Touché. But I'm not a blue bottle. I eventually know when a window's closed. The field is yours. And she's got a cool £1,000 a year.
What were you saying about not being mercenary?
Rather you than Kennedy.
Meaning?
He's got his gimlet eye on her, and Violet, bless her, has an eye for power, so you have no time to lose. Couldn't lend me a fiver, could you?
What for?
Unforeseen expenses.
Nope.
A quid?
A crown. Here. Don't spend it all at once.
Thank you, sir.
Now I'll have to walk home.
Mr. Burgo?
Yes, Mr. Bontz?
Is Mr. Grimes to the front door?
God's teeth, I thought I'd given him the slip. Keep him there, will you, Bontz? There's a good chap. Quick, sign this.
What is it?
Just a bond.
What sort of bond?
Oh, you pretend to promise to pay off Grimes in 3 months, by which time I'll be able to do it myself. Yeah.
Burgo, I'm in debt too.
But he's threatening me with debtor's prison.
And MPs aren't paid.
But they do have legal immunity, so even if I do welch, he can't touch you, can he? So, pretty please?
I know I'm going to regret this.
Oh, Vergara, you're a bug, Tuttengadzo.
What are you doing?
Climbing out of the window.
Why?
In case Grimes has acquired any more of my debts. And also, now that Violet has denied me thrice.
What?
Plan B, dear boy. Doodle-pap.
Come with me now to the Liberal Party's grand victory reception and dinner, where we shall meet the other leading players in the drama that is about to unfold.
Congratulations on your promotion, Robert.
This is Lady Violet Standish, of whom Finn and Burgo were just speaking. 28-year-old heiress of independent means, with an unusual interest in public affairs.
Without a majority in Parliament, Violet, I can't see myself being in the job for very long.
Sir Robert Kennedy, MP, Home Secretary in our newly elected Liberal government.
But if we keep our radicals on board.
In exchange for electoral reform? No, thank you.
Surely that would be a good thing, Sir Robert? No taxation without representation and all that?
And who are you?
This is Phineas Finn, newly elected MP for Much Piddling.
Puddling.
You sound like a radical, sir.
No, Kennedy, there's going to have to be some electoral reform, whether we like it or not.
And that was my husband Plantagenet. Planty for short. The Right Honourable Plantagenet Palliser MP for long.
Who says?
BM, send me a note. I'm to be Leader of the House, charged with getting something through.
What on earth is Gresham thinking of?
We can speculate over food, gentlemen. Shall we go in?
And while they're doing that, I can brief you further. Palliser is, or should I say, was, my husband. I'd been married off to him the year before when family discovered my secret engagement to Burgo Fitzgerald.
I'm not sure I can stand five courses of politics every day of my married life, Violet. Cheers.
And this is yours truly, Lady Cora, as I was then, beautiful, blooming, barely 19, and already unhappily married.
Cheers. But politics is fascinating, Cora. To you, give it time. He tried to explain the British Constitution in bed last night. Call me frivolous, but I want something rather more.
But not Burgo Fitzgerald, I hope.
Well, he's obviously out of the question now. Besides, isn't he pursuing you again?
I was. I just turned him down again.
One of the few advantages of being untimely dead is the ability to go where you weren't allowed in life. So, let's go now with the gentlemen as they retire for brandy, cigars and billiards.
Well, we have to give some working men the vote, Kennedy.
Why?
Well, apart from the principle of the thing.
What principle?
Radicals like Finn here will vote with the Tories. Put us out if we don't.
I'm not actually a radical.
And my group will vote with the Tories and put us out if you do, Palliser.
I take it you still want tax cuts, though.
Which radicals like Finn will oppose.
I didn't precisely say I was...
Unless we give them some reform in exchange. Hey, Finn?
I really can't speak for it.
Mr. Finn?
Lady Cora?
Come outside.
What can I do for you, milady?
Cora, I need your help.
Of course, if I can. What sort of...
Help me save Violet.
Ah. Who or what do you think she needs saving from?
Kennedy is going to propose.
How do you know?
Have you seen how he looks at her? And Violet's related to everybody in Liberal politics, so that would be useful to him.
But she'd say no, wouldn't she?
When we were children, she insisted on playing Parliament, but always had to be Prime Minister, which she can never be, of course. So pulling the strings of a man who might eventually be Prime Minister would be the next best thing.
I still don't see how I...
You're younger than him, more agreeable. She thinks you could rise quickly, and you find her attractive, don't you?
Is it that obvious?
And I know she finds you attractive.
That's not obvious.
She found you lodgings with Burgo, got you invited here, and she's helping you with your maiden speech tomorrow, isn't she?
How do you know that?
Well, she told me.
But...
What?
I'm already betrothed, in a manner of speaking.
To whom?
A young woman, in Ireland.
In a manner of speaking?
Both families expect it.
Then there isn't a problem. Engagements can be broken, as I know only too well.
This is kind of you, Violet.
Not really. We pass by your lodgings and I have a favour to ask in return.
Anything.
Tell Burgo to leave Cora alone.
Poor Finn. Not another emotional entanglement he has to sort out.
You want me to?
Yes.
You think he's still in love with her?
Burgo's in love with whatever he hasn't got.
But by that token, he should persist with you, shouldn't he?
Cora's more forbidden, and therefore currently more desirable.
May I ask why you turned him down?
Oh, because I've known him since we were six and love him dearly, but he'd spend my fortune in a twinkling. And he has no real interest in politics. So will you speak to him?
I'm not sure my influence is so...
But you'll tell me if he looks like trying anything too insane.
Such as...
Good Lord, is that him?
Where?
Out there.
What's he doing?
That's Palliser's house. So I fear the worst. Stop the carriage! Oh, no.
I'll be with you in a minute, Planty.
So, in effect, PM's put me on probation, Cora. If I can get a compromise bill through that keeps us in power, I'm Foreign Secretary. If not, is there something going on out there?
Oh, no. Cats, I think. Or drunks.
Linda, close the curtains. Come to bed.
As you command, sir.
I have no wish to command you.
But here I am, anyway.
Cora.
I'm tired, Palliser. When you left for cigars, I was stuck with Lady Rosina de Coverley talking about cork-soled sandals.
But...
what?
May we try again?
For what?
A child.
You mean an heir?
I mean a child, my dear. What on earth?
No, just drunks.
No, I'm going to look.
No, no.
Why not?
Because.
What?
Because I want to try again.
Oh.
Get off me, Finn! Cora! Burgos, this is past.
Yes, I know!
No point shouting outside the wrong house. Cora! Cora!
Let's get you home,
Cora. For God's sake, be quiet. He stole my wife, Finn!
You weren't married to Cora, remember?
Then her fiendish family forced the poor child to marry Planty, Planty, pettifogging Palliser, who is dull as earth.
This way. She was the love of my life.
I thought that was Violet. Well, yes, but Violet will never, ever marry me.
Then what on earth are you proposing?
I am proposing to run away with Cora to somewhere interesting and cheap.
I've always wanted to have a voice in the management of nations, Cora, whilst trying to preserve my principles. But if I don't get this bill through, my dream will come to nothing. Cora? Cora?
The only thing to be said for Planty's obsession with politics was that he wasn't quite as obsessive as Violet Standish, who would therefore have made a far better partner for him. Or at least I thought so at the time.
The Liberal Party is a loose coalition of three entirely incompatible elements, Phineas. This is my house. Socialistic radicals like Patrick Monk, factory-owning, no-tax-free traders like Kennedy.
Mum, we're going to Papa's study, Ruth. Please bring tea and biscuits.
Yes.
And land-owning with aristocrats like my father, who want freedom, fairness and equality for all. But not now, of course. This way. Palace is a Whig, but I think he genuinely wishes to improve the life of the people. If it can be done without removing any of his own wealth. Here we are.
Violet, I was just...
I need your study, Papa.
Yes, of course, Violet.
Come on through, Mr. Finn. So, you see, we've got to keep all three components together if we're to stay in power.
Very sorry to disturb you, sir.
Yes, no matter. Good day.
But our majority's tiny, so Palliser will need your vote for his bill, which is your trump card. Do sit down. Give it to him, but not too easily.
That will surely depend on the kind of bill he proposes.
Our radicals want the vote for all working men. Is that what you want?
Yes, of course.
But it won't pass, and trying to pass it will split the party and let the Tories back in.
But it's the principle, surely.
It's the power, Phineas. Without power, you might as well not have principles. So are you rich enough to support yourself as a permanently unpaid backbencher? Well?
Since I left the law for politics...
Yes?
I've been dependent on loans from my father.
And he is?
A country solicitor in County Cork.
So it's a ministerial job as soon as possible, or back to Ireland in a lifetime wrangling over stray sheep. Thank you, Ruth. You'll have tea?
Yes, please.
And a biscuit.
Thank you.
Good. If you're to be my political pupil, you must be just as obedient. So, your maiden speech. Shall you charm the house or strike terror?
Now, is Phineas Finn falling in love with Violet's beauty, her intelligence, her connections, her wealth? Her political insights, or some combination of them all. I am morally certain that not even Finn knew.
I hope you're not planning a maiden speech on your first day, Finn.
I thought I might, sir, if I caught the speaker's eye.
I'd settle in first.
Lady Violet felt it best to make a mark early.
Oh, Lady Violet. What's a mere minister's advice next to hers? Well, if you do, stick to constituency matters, nothing controversial. And here we are, the mother of all parliaments. Enter and take your place.
What radicals don't understand is that the labouring classes don't want votes.
Come along, Finn. There's a place just behind me on the front bench.
They want employment and pay.
There you go. You're an offering, sir.
Right, Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Watch that fox, Daubeny. Agree with Kennedy.
Mr. Speaker, I couldn't agree more with the gentleman on the opposite bench.
Cora, what are you doing here?
Dying of boredom.
So why?
Oh, Palliser. He seems to think that if I get bored enough listening to these debates, I will eventually find them interesting.
Oh, I haven't missed Finn's speech.
No. But you missed your other paramours.
I can't imagine who you're talking about.
Kennedy hasn't proposed yet?
Don't be ridiculous. Oh, look, Finn's waving his order papers.
Well, you're certainly smitten with that one.
I've taken an interest in his career, Cora. That's
honourable
all.
Member for much Hardwick.
Oh, he's called. Come on, Phineas.
Oh, clearly not smitten. But listen, I need your help. Palliser wants me to go to the shooting weekend at Kennedy's because he can't, but Burgo is sure to be there. And
why doesn't he get up?
I don't trust myself, Violet.
Does the honourable member still wish
but
to
But I can't tell Palliser why, so...
Why isn't he getting up?
Will you tell him?
Tell who what?
I funked it, Burgo.
Yeah. Funked what?
My speech. I froze. Couldn't get up. I might as well resign my seat now.
No, it can't be all that bad.
Why have you got a shotgun?
Kennedy's shoot. I presume the blessed Violet got you an invite.
Yes, but I don't have the clothes or a weapon.
Which is why I am cleaning this one for you.
Why so helpful?
Because I'm a true friend.
And?
Well, I need you to pass Cora a note.
No, Burgo.
She won't come near me in public.
No, no, no.
Why not?
I've promised. Who? Violet, not to help you with Cora.
Ignore her. She's probably dumped you already. She likes winners.
Thanks. Look, Palliser's bound to be there, and if he catches me passing notes between you and his wife, I really am finished in politics. I'd better not go at all.
No, 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 you have to. Show Violet what you're made of. Press the political flesh. And give Cora my note.
That's exactly what Palliser said.
He was angry with me for even suggesting you shouldn't go to the shoot. He truly trusts you more than any husband I've ever heard of.
But he doesn't love me, Violet.
Of course he does.
Oh, how could he? We were married off because our pedigree matched, like dogs. If I could give him a child, it might be different, but I can't.
It's been barely a year. So stop being silly and tell me what Finn said when you saw him.
He thinks you're avoiding him because he funked his speech.
I am.
And now he's convinced you'll abandon him for Kennedy. You won't, will you?
I thought Finn was made of stronger stuff.
But you can't possibly love Kennedy. He's even older than Planty.
He's not even 40. And in any case, what has love or age got to do with it?
Everything.
Oh, Cora, my pet. We can't have professions. We can't be politicians. We can't be educated. We're stuck. So a husband is very much like a carriage. You can't take Kennedy or Palliser because he's the best one, or the handsomest, or most comfortable, but because you need a vehicle to get you where you want.
Half the cabinet is at the shoot, several minor royals, an unusually pensive Kennedy, my younger self simultaneously hoping that Burgo would and wouldn't turn up, and Violet on the brink of a major decision.
So, Cora. Damn! I love Burgo, but couldn't possibly marry him. Oh, double damn! New gun, please. And although I don't love Kennedy, he has wealth and power, and with my advice will rise to the heights. New gun!
Get him up, ready and loaded.
But if I marry Finn, who is both attractive and biddable, I would be gambling on a loser. Oh, damn, damn, damn! So, if I marry Kennedy... Yes! There's no gamble. You see what I mean, Cora? Cora, what is it?
Burgo!
Where?
Over there, with Finn.
Good Lord.
Is that you inside there, Finn?
It was all they had left for hire. Not quite my size. Have you seen Violet?
Over there. At the butts. Better stake your claim quick. Kennedy's just arrived. And... oops, there they go. You better follow and cut in, old chap. But before you do, here is the note.
Burgle, for heaven's sake, I seek it.
Look, Cora is obviously wondering what we're talking about, but she can't come over while I'm here, so... stay a while. And be discreet.
Burgo, I didn't agree to give it her. Burgo!
Mr. Finn, what's that in your hand? Phineas has no choice but to give me the note. However, watching my silly younger self reading it over and over again is poor spectator sport. So, let's follow him instead. He catches Violet and Kennedy at the top of a hill in deep conversation. So let's wait with him, crouching comically behind a bush, until his rival departs, his head pleasingly down. Whereupon Finn strides up to Violet with entirely misplaced confidence. Poor boy. What a bore it is to always know what happens. Don't be dead if you enjoy suspense.
Violet, can I speak with you?
Mr. Finn, what an unexpected pleasure. Come and admire the view. It's lovely, isn't it?
Very.
And all of it belongs to Robert.
But not you yet, I hope.
What do you mean?
I have something to tell you.
You're not resigning.
Not if you will be with me.
Ah. Then I think I should tell you something.
So, Violet. Violet, will you...
Mr. Kennedy has just proposed.
Oh. And did you accept?
Yes.
Because I flunked my speech.
You think your speech was that important to me?
What then?
I don't have to explain myself to you, Phineas.
Because he's already rich and powerful. Oh, such a fool.
I can still be your friend and advisor.
Goodbye, Violet.
Where are you going?
Not entirely sure. Ireland, probably.
Oh, Phineas, please! Which is precisely where the poor boy did go, intending to stay forever and forget his humiliating London adventure. Fortunately, or unfortunately, London did not forget him.
My dear Phineas, I am now married to Kennedy and am writing to explain why. It was not merely for money or just for power, but to help him use that money and power for good in the troubled times that surely lie ahead.
Dear Paddy O'Finn, I hope you don't intend wallowing in your bogs forever because I'm running short of cravats. More importantly, you will be pleased to know that Cora has not replied to my note, but displeased to hear that she keeps it close to her heart for ease of constant rereading, if my spies report truth. So... I have hopes of rescuing her from Palliser's clammy grip.
Dear Finn, I write to express my heartfelt wish that you return in the new session to add your crucial vote to my moderate but essential measure of electoral reform when it receives its first reading.
Dear Palliser, I am now considering betrothal to a devoted young woman, my childhood sweetheart, Mary Flood, who could never be happy in London, and so I do not anticipate returning.
But when autumn comes, Finn does return. Whether to persist in politics or to escape the rising tide of Mary Flood, I could not say. And neither, as ever, could Finn.
Give me a hand up the stairs with this, will you, Bond?
Certainly, sir.
Will you be supporting Mr. Palliser's bill this session or the Radicals' amendment?
I haven't made up my mind since you asked.
Well, take my advice and vote with the Radicals.
Why?
Because there'll be trouble if we don't get the vote.
We being...
the workers. Bunce, you're a landlord, not a cotton weaver. This house is owned by my wife, and we're not... hauling your trunks up the staircase, Mr. Finn. I'm a printer's assistant.
My profoundest apologies. So why trouble?
Palliser's bill only has 400,000 voters.
I know the figures, Bunce.
Whereas the Radicals' amendment is for universal male suffrage.
I know that as well. What sort of trouble?
Well, a peaceful demonstration is planned, but a lot of people are angry. And if the police behave badly, which they generally do, there may be riots or worse.
How do you know all this?
I'm helping to organise it. You look surprised, sir. I'm not just a pretty face, you know. Here we are. Mr. Burgo isn't at home, and you have two letters. One, by the look of it, is an invitation. From a lady. And this one has a legal stamp. At a guess from Mr. Grimes after his money.
Damn Burgo's eyes. Under no circumstances let Grimes in, Bonds.
Do you hear me?
Robert, did you, consider what I said last night?
Yes.
And?
I'll still be opposing Palliser's bill.
But it's a reasonable compromise between what you want and what the Radicals want. You must see that.
I mustn't see anything. Politics is my business, Violet. This house is yours. If you wish to see something, please see to what Cook wants.
But I had hoped we could... would...
No, 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 no. Look, please, don't broach this subject or any other political matter again.
May I ask why?
Because this is my house, and you are my wife. Is that clear enough?
Perfectly. Is the guest list for our weekend at home my business?
Of course. Why?
Because I added one or two names to your list.
Sure. Not Finn.
Why not?
I don't like the fellow. Who is this? Madame Marie Gessler?
Cora asked me to invite her. She's taken her under her wing.
And if I'd known then what I know now, I probably wouldn't have. There again, life would have been so much more dull. But I anticipate.
She's from Austria. No, Bohemia. Prague, I think. But German. A widow.
A Bohemian widow?
Palliser knew her husband. He was something in the revolutions over there. She's just come to England and she's lonely and... Cora says she's interesting, so I...
Gessler sounds Jewish to me.
I don't know.
Not her either.
But I've already sent the invitations, Edward. I don't think...
Well, then, they will have to come. But in future, bring your invitations to me first. Time to go.
Where?
Kirk, of course.
But we went this morning.
And now it's this afternoon. And it's still Sunday.
So to the Kennedys' house party, where Phineas Finn meets the woman who will soon become very important to him.
Mr. Finn, I believe. Marie Gessler. I'm a friend of Lady Cora's. How brave of you to return to the fray after the little problem with your maiden speech.
Cora mentioned that?
Of course. But wise, I think.
Wise?
Coming back to be an MP in England at this time.
And which time is this?
When it is the most powerful country in the world, on the brink of revolutionary changes.
We tend not to go in for revolution, madame.
Which is what they said in my country, until my husband made one, with my help.
But even so, madame...
Oh, please call me Marie. May I call you Phineas?
Yes, of course.
At this point, I feel I should draw your attention to Violet Kennedy just across the room, trying to look as if listening to a conversation between her husband and Palliser, whilst straining to catch what Finn is saying to Madame.
For although I was younger even than Lady Cora is now, my husband always took my advice. Do you have a trusted advisor, Phineas?
Yes. Rather, I did, but...
She married for money and power. Cora told me that story also. Most sad. Now, perhaps you need, what do you say, a replacement?
Madame Gessler, I believe. My name is Violet. May I take Mr. Finn away from you for a moment?
Only if you promise to bring him back quickly. But just in case, Phineas, here is my card. Please visit soon. I am new to your country and in need of real friends.
Well, she is...
Forward, brazen, old.
Not so old, surely.
May I speak to you?
Of course.
I want to apologise.
You have nothing to apologise to me for, Violet.
I promised to help you.
But I left the country and you married, so...
So, I simply want to say that I would be pleased if we could still sometimes meet to talk about what you're doing in Parliament, your career, politics, so forth.
Yes, why not?
But it must be in secret, because my husband...
Violet! Please, see to our other guests.
Yes, of course.
Mr. Finn.
Sir Robert.
It's late. And we have the first reading of Palliser's bill tomorrow, so...
Yes, of course, I should, get an early night.
Now, Kennedy thought he'd discovered something suspicious between Finn and Violet, whereas poor Palliser has just been handed an unsigned note addressed to me that goes well beyond thought and suspicion.
How did you get this?
One of Kennedy's maids gave it to me.
And how did she get it?
She found it on the floor. I'd folded, not even in an envelope, so I couldn't help...
I mean, when I realised, I stopped.
I won't be interrogated.
I'm not interrogating you, Cora. I'm inquiring.
And I'm not listening. Ow!
Who sent it to you?
Let go!
Was it Burgo Fitzgerald?
You're hurting me.
I'm sorry. Please, listen. I won't question you. I trust you implicitly, but I fear for your reputation. If anyone else had picked this up...
You fear for your reputation, you mean?
Cora, come back, please.
And while Violet and I were rebelling in small, quiet ways, 20,000 men were rebelling with a lot more noise.
Good Lord!
What Palliser and Finn see is an immense crowd of working men rushing like a tide into Parliament Square.
Go back! This isn't the route! The peelers are only looking for an excuse! Turn round! Go back! Need no violence! No violence! What are you doing?
No, Finn. Who? The chap in the statue trying to calm them down. He's my landlord.
We should go back.
No need, Palliser. Chief Constable, if your men are ready, send them in. Start with the rabble-raiser.
Wait!
Luncheon's out, lads!
He's a respectable fellow.
Respectable or not, he'll be in the cell within the hour, alongside as many of this lot as we have space for.
Palliser, this is brutal. Tell him to call them off.
Kennedy's the Home Secretary, not me, Finn. Let's go in.
Mr. Bonds, I am so, so sorry. I came here as soon as they told me where you were being held. Oh, Lord.
I don't know, Mr. Finn.
Who did this?
Who do you think?
How can I help? Tell me.
Number one, you can pay me the rent you owe, because if I go down, Mrs. Bonson, the kids are going to find it out.
Yes, yes, of course. I will borrow more if necessary. And secondly?
You can do everything you can in that house of shame to get a proper reform bill passed, so we don't have to demonstrate to get what should be rightfully ours.
Bonce is a respectable working man who...
Who was inciting a riot.
He was trying to calm them down. You heard him. He committed no crime.
That's for the magistrates to decide.
And he's been maltreated by the police.
The report I requested says the injuries occurred when violently resisting arrest.
That's obviously a lie.
I don't think so.
Very well. I'll take it up in the house.
As is your right. Oh, Finn, one other thing.
Yes?
Stop meeting my wife.
I'm not actually...
I'm the Home Secretary, Finn. I know exactly what you're doing.
Mr. Finn, did your meeting with the Home Secretary go well?
Who are you?
Quintus Slider, the People's Banner, at your service. Not very by the look on your face as you came out.
How did you get in here?
Will you be taking the matter up in Parliament?
I've nothing to say to
You'll be wanting publicity if you do.
Will I?
And you won't be getting it from the respectable papers.
I take it you are offering?
The front page of the Banner. In your own words, if you want.
I wasn't aware that your rag was in favour of anything but scandal.
Oh, the workers are starting to have a bit of spare cash, so we're going in for radicalism. What about it, Mr. Finn? We pay, of course.
Most generous.
For information, too. Anything tasty you hear about your political enemies? Or your friends?
Good day, Mr. Slide.
I know how hard it is for MPs without private means. It's a scandal you aren't paid, if you ask me.
I may write you a piece, Mr. Slide. But I won't be bought.
That's what they all say, Paddy.
Lady Violet, what a pleasant surprise. Are you here for Mr. Finn's speech, too?
No, Madame Gessler.
Marie, please.
I'm meeting Lady Cora in town later, and I was early, so...
Oh, well, I'm here for Phineas. May I sit with you?
Yes. Yes, of course. You take an interest in him?
Oh, of course. This is his real maiden speech, yes. And I have been giving him help. For sadly, the one you helped him with did not go so well, I think. Oh, look, he's waving his order sheet already. Oh, he's going to speak. How exciting.
Mr. Speaker, I intend to address an injustice that concerns only one man, but shames us all. It is a case of unlawful arrest outside this very building, followed by unlawful imprisonment and deplorable police brutality. Yes, brutality!
Order!
Your reaction astonishes me, gentlemen, and inclines me to think that injustices such as this will only be put right if
all working men acquire the vote and are able to elect representatives of their own class. Something the bill proposed by my right honourable friend Palliser certainly does not offer.
Phineas, over here.
I think my speech went well, Violet. Did you?
The Gerstler woman was in the gallery.
Yes, she said she might attend.
She said she helped you with it.
A little, but I diverged.
I noticed. Was she responsible for you advocating universal male suffrage?
No. I didn't have it in mind when I stood up, but when they started jeering, I saw red and...
Spoken wisely.
Well, we all do unwise things sometimes. For example, is it wise for us to meet so often?
Why not?
Well, Kennedy knows, and he has you watched.
So now I'm not allowed to discuss politics with you. No guests at home unless he approves. He goes into a rage if I so much as speak to another man. I'm his prisoner. And now he's set servants to follow me.
Police now? Not just servants, I think.
It's insupportable. This is England, not Prussia.
You could return to your father's.
Kennedy has the legal right to bring me back.
Then go away for a while.
With what? You got all my money as soon as we married.
Divorce?
I need an act of Parliament, Finn. And my husband is Home Secretary. In any case... There's been no adultery and no physical cruelty.
Then go abroad.
He'd follow me. I'm frightened. I don't think he's quite sane. I thought marriage to him would be possible. But it isn't. And now I wish...
What? Where are you going? What do you wish?
That I had chosen differently.
Oh, Violet, wait!
I'd leave it if I was you, Mr. Finn. Doesn't behove an ambitious young MP to be chasing ministers' wives across St. James Park.
What the hell are you doing here, Slide?
I saw you sneaking... walking out of Parliament, and I followed you. To give you this week's banner, sir.
I've seen it.
Pleased?
I'm happy with the piece I wrote, yes.
Good. So I wondered...
What?
If you might reconsider my proposition?
To peach on my friends and colleagues?
Of course not.
Pity.
Why?
Because it might force me to publish a certain story.
What story?
About a new MP who doesn't pay his rent, is overdue on a bond he took over, and who is, shall we say, rather too close to a cabinet minister's wife.
That's quite enough of that.
Hey, what are you doing? Let go! What are you doing?
Throw you in the duck pond.
Stop, Neil! No, let go of me! Stop now!
And if you publish any of that poison, I'll come to your offices and horsewhip you! You regret this, Finn!
And so he will, and very shortly. You know, it's at moments like this that I really wish I could do more than simply watch my time-trapped friends and lovers make the same mistakes over and over again.
Hello, Finn. Admire my new boots.
For the county hunt?
Bien sûr. You riding?
Considering.
Who are you begging a nag off this time?
Madame Gerstler.
Oh, Madame Gerstler, eh?
She seems to have a stable.
A stable?
What are you laughing about?
Oh, nothing at all. Nothing at all, dear chap.
Just a little adjustment there, please, Sarah.
Look at this, Cora. Finn's writing for Slide now.
What do you think?
I think it's killing his career.
Not that. This!
What?
Do I normally walk around in a riding habit and boots?
Oh, very nice. No, no. What, why are you wearing them?
To ride in the county's hunt.
Oh, no, 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 Cora.
Why not?
No, no, no. Because it's not done.
By whom?
By most ladies.
Well, I'm not most ladies. And I'm so bored, Planty.
No, I'm sorry. I have to forbid it.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Because you're not Kennedy and I am not Violet.
How is my horse, Mr. Finn?
Very good. A little frisky.
I think you like your mount's frisky, yes?
Yes, I suppose.
Finn! Oh, steady girl. Have you seen Cora?
A moment ago, Burgo. Oh, there she is, at the front.
That is the signal to chase after the poor fox?
Certainly is, madame. Look at Corrigan.
I think you will have difficulty catching her, Mr. Fitzgerald.
I'll give it a damn good try. Whoop!
Shall we follow Phineas?
I think we'd better. Cora! Cora!
Leave me alone!
I can't! You still have my note!
My husband found it!
Did he?
Bet you can't catch me!
Won't I?
I'll beat you to the hedge!
We'll see!
And so we raced on, Burgo and I, neck and neck, fox and hounds forgotten, in an ecstasy of excitement, until we came to the great hedge with a stream just behind it, but neither of us balked. Both horses leapt simultaneously. But only one made it.
Oh, my God! Burgo, wake up!
All right! Burgo!
Over here, Finn, quickly! He isn't breathing! I think he's dead! Oh, my God! What has happened?
Let me look. Stay back, Marie.
It was my fault. But he's the only man I've ever loved, Finn. He wanted me to go away with him, and I couldn't because I'm a coward, and now it's too late!
He's not dead, Cora. See?
Oh, my God!
But that arm looks broken.
Burgo. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I got your note and I did nothing and it was stupid and cruel.
Finn, Mr. Palliser is coming.
If you ask me again...
No, Cora, away from him now.
No, please.
Here, for your own sake. Palliser, there's been an accident and Cora's a little upset, but unhurt.
Did you hear what she said, Finn?
Let's get you on the bed. Oh! The innkeeper gave me a bottle of this, and he sent for the local sawbones.
Did you hear what Cora said?
Yes.
She's mine.
No, she isn't, because she's still married. Drink.
But she'll come away with me. I know. It's just a question of timing and organization.
For heaven's sake, man. Think. You'll have no money, and therefore nothing to do. You'll ruin her, and...
And what?
And then you'll leave her. What you're planning is dishonourable and dangerous, Burgle.
This from the man who's consorting with the Home Secretary's wife.
I am not consorting.
It's the talk of the town, man.
Because of Sly's innuendos and his filthy rag.
No, because she sneaks off to ogle you in the Commons every other day and you meet her afterwards. Where are you going?
To see Palliser. And then to find myself some new lodgings.
Come in and sit down, Cora.
Oh.
Are you sure you're not hurt?
Positive. It's all right, Planty. Go back to the hunt. Violet will send news if I start to die.
Don't joke about things like that. But if you're sure, I asked Finn to meet me in Kennedy's library.
Certain. Go.
Thank you, Violet.
So, what happened?
I thought he was going to die.
Planty?
No. Burgo. He fell harder than me.
You were riding with Burgo?
And I realised I wouldn't want to live if he wasn't there.
Don't be absurd.
I'm not. He sent me a note. He wants me to go away with him.
No, Cora.
Why not? You're going to leave Kennedy.
Palliser isn't anything like Kennedy.
And you've been seeing Finn secretly, which I haven't, with Burgo.
To discuss politics.
Oh. Well, that's a good excuse. Mine is going to be better.
Better for what?
A grand ball after Palliser's stupid vote. To divert everyone's attention.
From what?
What do you think? If you tell anyone I said this, I will never speak to you again, Violet. Now, shall I tell Finn you're leaving Kennedy, or will you?
Finn, come in. Sit down. Some of Kennedy's brandy?
Please.
Let's get to the point, shall we? The PM is prepared to go a long way to meet the Radicals' demands. Another million working men on the electoral roll and the secret ballot. On that basis, would you personally consider modifying your current position?
As Monk?
Not yet, but we don't need Monk if you and Kennedy support us.
I assume Kennedy is getting concessions too?
Of course.
Which are?
Final abolition of income tax and a delay on any new factory legislation limiting adult hours and child labour.
You've sold 10-year-old children? Down the river for Kennedy.
If Monk wins his amendment tomorrow and Kennedy resigns, do you think the resulting Tory government will do more or less for factory children?
That's not the point.
Isn't it?
I made my intentions clear.
The entire house heard me.
And the PM guarantees you a ministerial post under me when I'm given the Foreign Office, with a comfortable salary.
I can't be bought, sir.
I'm not buying you, sir. I want to promote you, but I can't if you rebel.
It's a matter of principle.
And as a junior minister, you'd have the power to implement some of your principles rather than shout them pointlessly from the back benches. So what's it to be?
It's no. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Oh.
Phineas! Phineas!
Lady Cora?
Thank God I caught you.
What is it?
You all right?
Yes. Sorry. I'm fine.
Violet's leaving Kennedy.
Well, it's not surprising.
She's planning to go to her father's first and then abroad and very soon, but she wants to see you before she leaves. She's waiting in the kitchen garden. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to persuade Planty to let me hold a ball so I can invite people while they're still here.
Which I duly did, with much primping and pouting and wheedling, while Finn rushed past Madame Gersler on the way to the kitchen gardens.
Phineas.
Cora told me. When?
After Cora's ball. I'd go now, but my father's insisting on packing all his collections and papers.
Where to?
Brussels. But tell no one else. Only Cora knows. It's her property. Look, there's no time. I'm here because...
Yes?
I was ridiculous about Madame Gersler. You have every right to replace me with someone else.
I'm not.
It's just...
Please don't cry.
I didn't marry for love or for money, but for power.
Is that really true?
Yes. And now I have neither love nor money nor power.
Say what I can do.
Stay away from me from now on.
Why?
Because if it comes to a divorce in the end, I mustn't be suspect. That horrible newspaper is already making veiled comments.
There must be some way we...
There's no way. I'll live abroad with my father, watch your political progress avidly, and leave the field to her.
Marie could never compete with you for knowledge and...
But she has money, and I don't anymore. And she's every bit as single-minded as I was. Now go, please. Kennedy will be back from the hunt soon. Go.
I'm going. Goodbye, Violet.
Wait, I forgot.
What?
For heaven's sake, don't vote against the government tomorrow. Whatever your bohemian woman advises.
Order! Order! The member for Much Puddley, Mr. Speaker. The bill brought forward by the honourable member for Silverbridge...
Cora! Shh! I got your message. Tonight, yes?
Yes, but...
No buts. When Palace is back from the debate and everyone's dancing, I'll have a carriage outside. Oh, look, your husband's on his feet. Try not to fall asleep. Tonight, my love.
Wait, no, Parker, wait. Tonight.
Mr. Speaker.
Oh, God.
My bill would open an electoral door to a substantial number of respectable working men and leave it open for future measures as their class becomes ever more prosperous and educated, whereas this amendment opens floodgates to people who cannot read or write and so have no real understanding of the complex issues they would be asked to vote on.
And so to the grand ball, outside which Burgo waits impatiently while my younger self accepts one dance after another, partly to delay a decision she has already taken, partly hoping that Palliser would return from the debate and make that decision unnecessary, and partly wishing he wouldn't, so she can run away with the only man she has ever loved. But the debate drones on in Parliament, and Burgo grows more and more impatient.
Where are you going, Burgo?
The ballroom. Where else?
No.
Please step aside, Violet.
Don't do this.
If you hadn't rejected me over and over again, despite being in love with me, I probably wouldn't. As it is...
Oh, Burgo!
May I stay?
Burgo, you said outside. You shouldn't have come in.
But I have. I got exceedingly tired of waiting.
Everyone's watching. They all know what happened between us.
Then let's show them how true lovers dance.
And as Violet watches Burgo dance my life and reputation away, she comes to a decision. She leaves the building quietly and orders a waiting carriage to take her to Parliament.
Last chance before the vote, Finn. Aye or nay? Effective power or impotent opposition?
You heard my speech, I think.
But the choice remains and the offer is still on the table.
Mr. Finn, sir, could I have a word?
Better make it quick, Finn. That's the division bell.
Who let you in here, Grimes?
It's my right as a citizen, sir.
Well, I have to vote.
Hold your horses.
Take your hand off me.
Then stay. This is legal business and the law is above politics. The bond's up and you've got my money.
I've not got your money.
Here's a bill with your signature on it. See? See the date? It's due.
But I have no money to give you.
You think you're safe from jail because you're an MP? Well, a little bird tells me you won't be an MP for much longer if this here amendment is passed. I hear it's got a clause about boundary changes. Cities win and country seats like yours go. So that'd be death's prison for you. Think about that, Mr. Finn.
You're not having second thoughts, are you, Cora?
No, it's just... everyone's watching.
Do you remember how happy we were together?
Yes, of course.
Has Palliser ever made you happy?
No.
Has he ever loved you as I did? Could he ever love you as I will?
No. No, but... oh, I need to sit down.
You can sit down in the carriage. Let's go. Come now, quickly. He's here.
Who? Oh.
And then, as I hesitate between love and ruin, Violet arrives with my husband and Finn.
My wife looks rather tired, Mr. Fitzgerald. I think she should retire. Cora, this way, please. Violet, please take her. I'll follow shortly, and thank you.
Leave it, Burgo, old man.
Cora.
Oh, Burgo.
Come now, Cora, my love.
Leave it, Burgo.
Cora!
Don't be a bloody fool. Come on. It's over. Let's get you out of here.
And so... Cora... Finn simply changed his mind in the division lobby at the last minute. I'm not altogether sure why. Would you pass a marmalade, please?
Lord?
What is it?
A letter for you.
Oh, later, please.
It's from the Prime Minister.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Could you put it on my desk, would you? Now, where was I? Finn, yes. He voted against the amendment.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Palliser, say what you really want to say to me and get it over with.
You were dancing with Fitzgerald last night.
Yes. It was a ball.
More intimately than was proper.
What is proper?
I think you know.
Was being forced into marriage proper?
You were not forced.
Is being forced into marital relations proper?
I never force you. I never would.
Is not being loved by a husband proper?
Why do you think I don't love you?
Is my inability to give you a child proper when that was why you acquired me?
I didn't acquire you. I don't care about that.
Burgo Fitzgerald loves me, Planty. And I was going to go with him. He asked and I was going to say yes because I love him. And I have always loved him, and I have never stopped. There, I've said it.
You really think I don't love you?
You love politics and power.
I love you.
You've never said it before.
I'm not good at saying such things.
Oh, you only say it now to avoid the scandal of an elopement.
I say it now because it's true.
Divorce me. Get your friends in Parliament to pass a bill. Marry someone who can give you an heir.
I don't want someone else. I want you.
Prove it.
Very well. Let's go abroad. Tomorrow. Together. For 6 months. A year. As long as it takes.
And give up the chance of being Foreign Secretary now your bill is on track again?
Yes. I'll refuse, if necessary.
I don't believe you. That letter was from the Prime Minister. He's offered you the job, hasn't he?
He has. Huh. Oh, no, I won't accept.
Oh, don't be stupid.
No, paper and pen, please.
Planty, it's all you've ever wanted.
You want to look? Thank you. Yeah, watch me. I'm writing a refusal now.
Bloody.
I want you more than a son or any job, and I would like you to try and learn to love me. I know I'm a bit dull and not lovable, but let's go abroad, Cora, please.
And so we did. But if you think we go on to live happily ever after, you are sadly mistaken. But that's a part of my life I will inevitably be forced to revisit again. And you are most welcome to accompany me in due course.
In the palaces, Cora was Jessica Raine, Plantagenet Tim McMullen, and Finn Edward McLeam. Burgo was Blake Ritson, Violet Scarlett Courtney, Marie Melody Grove, Kennedy Neil McCall, and Bonce Greg Jones. The Palaces was dramatised by Mike Harris, based on the novels by Anthony Trollope. It was a BBC Radio Drama North production, directed by Gary Brown.